The Muni Magic Series at the Sheldon features popular Muni performers and continues this Wednesday and Thursday with a show that fuses everything you love and remember about the 1970s. St. Louis On the Air contributor Steve Potter has more.
Nicholas Rodriguez has become a regular performer at the Muni, last year as the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz, and before that you may have seen him as the Beast in Beauty and the Beast, as Richie Valens in the Buddy Holly story, and playing the title role in Tarzan. Nicholas Rodriguez, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you. It's so nice to have me.
And don't you have a national tour coming up?
I do. I'm actually currently on the national tour of The Sound of Music. So
yeah, you're
I just debuted last week.
You're in New York right now, and I think you have a day off?
Yeah, I'm in New York for the day off. Come to St. Louis for a couple concerts, and then right back out on the road Buffalo. Yeah.
Well, I just want to say happy birthday. I've just found that out.
Thank you.
Are you doing anything special to celebrate?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have some dinner with friends, and then I don't know if you heard, but I'm doing a little concert at the Muni, so I'm feeling like it's a whole birthday week, so it's a birthday concert.
Right. You're coming back to St. Louis for a performance at the Sheldon, two performances, and you're calling this My 70s Show. So what's your relationship with the 70s?
Well, I was born in the 70s, and the whole concept of the show came about. I was commissioned to do it by the Signature Theater in Washington, D.C., and they just kind of gave me carte blanche to do whatever I felt, and I just felt like, oh, well, you know what? I'm turning 40. I was feeling nostalgic. And I started listening to all these songs from the era when I grew up based on the records that my parents had. And it just kind of struck a chord with me, and I wanted to do a whole show about it.
Yeah, I'm excited about it because I'm a little older than you, but I went to high school and college in the 70s. So that's stuck in my brain, too.
Yeah.
Let's hear something. This is you have an album, The First Time, and this is from that. But you're also going to be doing it, the show at the Sheldon. And this is an old John Denver tune. What does this mean to you?
Well, interesting. You're going to play Leaving on a Jet Plane. It was from the very first show that I ever did in New York. I did a show called Almost Heaven, and it was all John Denver music. And I've since got to work with John's band a lot in Aspen and Vail. You know, never in my life did I think I would relate so much to John Denver. But, you know, here he is. He's this artist that got to travel all over the world. And he wrote this song about having this blessed life, but not necessarily getting to wake up with his family and the people that he loved. So it just resonates so deeply with me in that regard, because here I am on tour living my life, but I'm not always at home.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I really hate to go. Oh, I hate to go.
That's Nicholas Rodriguez, and his My 70s Show is coming to the Sheldon this weekend. Well, Nicholas, you certainly made that one your own.
Thank you. Thanks. That's the goal, anyway.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you mentioned before we heard that about talking a little bit about your life as touring so much. I'm just curious about that, because I know you've done TV work and other things. What's that life on the road like?
You know, it's pretty... I think it's like anything in life. It is what you make of it, you know, and I'm always up for an adventure. I love seeing new cities. I love meeting new people and kind of developing little families along the way as you go. You know, I happen to be on the road with a musical right now. So it in and of itself comes with a built-in family,
mm-hmm.
You know, so you get to explore it and share those memories with those people and try new experiences. You know, I love it.
What's your Muni experience now that you've been coming to St. Louis for a few years for that? I'm sure you've built relationships, and then you're here for a few weeks every summer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's awesome. More than any theater I've worked with in the country, the Muni just takes such great care of us. You know, we stay in a great hotel. We're right there by Forest Park. And then the Muni family. I mean, it really is. Everybody that works there and the friends that you get to meet year after year, you know, that's half of the reason why I look forward to coming back, is to reconnecting with friends there in St. Louis, going to the Cards game, eating at Pappy's, you know, the whole deal. It's kind of this, we call it in New York, it's a summer camp for Broadway actors, because we all just line up and wait and say, like, is the Muni going to call us so we can go have our little St. Louis vacation in the summer?
Is that right?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Do you have any weather stories? People that play the Muni always have a story about a storm or the heat or something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you name it. I mean, in the 5 years that I've been doing the Muni, it's a little of everything. You know, there's a potential twister. There's rain in the middle of the, you know, there's thunder and lightning when you're supposed to be flying across the audience with Tarzan. I mean, we've all experienced it. But the amazing thing to me is how the crew, that's my favorite thing about the weather, is watching the crew bind together and get out there and squeegee and dry everything off. And then, you know, when we did Beauty and the Beast, there were kids out there with umbrellas for 2 or 3 hours waiting for the show to start. It's just like the sweetest thing, you know?
Yeah. And boy, what a big audience, too.
Oh, my gosh. Don't get me started. It's epic.
Now, a lot of people know you. They may know you as Nick on ABC's One Life to Live.
Yeah.
Any memories about that?
It was definitely a highlight of my life. You know, it was my first time doing television, first soap opera. And I happened to be doing an off-Broadway show at the time as well called The Toxic Avenger. And I was just supposed to be on for a little 3-4 episode arc. And it just struck a chord with the producers, and the writers just kept writing it. And 3 episodes, it became 10, 10 became 20, and went just so on and so on. And I was so proud of the subject matter that ABC was willing to tackle at the time. And
do you want to say something about that? Because you won a couple of awards for that.
Well, yes. I mean, I played an openly gay man in the town, and at that time, there weren't very many of those in daytime television. So it was a lot of firsts. It was the first, you know, gay kiss on television, the first proposal, and we had the first same-sex wedding on daytime television. And it just meant a lot, especially at the time before it was the law of the land, to see people doing this on television. And to get the letters and the responses from people across the country saying how much it gave them hope, I was just very proud to be a part of that.
Right. Well, your show is called My 70s Show. You know, I was thinking, you said you were born in the 70s, but the 70s were a really big time for soap operas.
Oh, totally.
I was a big fan of Another World. My sisters liked The Young and the Restless. Did you watch any?
You know, I didn't watch them in the 70s because I was a little bit too young. But in the summers, we would stay with my grandmother when we were too young to stay by ourselves. And she was a huge fan of The Young and the Restless. So by default, I knew those characters inside and out.
did you have a goal of acting on a soap opera, or did that just happen?
No, I mean, it just happened. I mean, look, part of the journey of being an actor is being open to experiencing all these different things. I mean, I initially set out, my degrees are in classical music, and I found my way to New York and got an agent and started doing musical theater, which then led to TV and to film. So did I always think it would be fun? Absolutely. But I never, you know, would have dreamed that this would have been the path.
Yeah. Let's hear more of your work. You did an interesting take on that John Denver song. This is an old Dolly Parton song, Jolene. Tell me about that.
I mean, I've always been a fan of Dolly Parton. Growing up in Austin, Texas, you know, we had so much access to live music, whether it was blues or country or bluegrass. And I feel like all of that influenced me a little bit. And I just loved the way these epics storytellers told their stories through song. And I think no matter who you are, you can relate to these lyrics. You know, whether you've been in a relationship like this or fallen in love with somebody who wasn't available or had somebody take your love, it strikes a chord, you know. So I just wanted to do my take on that.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my mail. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair and ivory skin, eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain. And I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can.
And we're talking with Nicholas Rodriguez. You know, we were talking about the 70s. Soap operas were big in the 70s. Watergate comes to mind, the Vietnam War. Also, I don't know about you, Nicholas, but what do you think? I think, like, the 70s was the worst decade for fashion.
Well, you know, you say that, but as soon as you say that, look at how much of it's come back. You know, I mean...
I'm not wearing it.
Cyclical. Well, you know, but it's in fashion. It's hot. It's in vogue, you know. Feathered hair has its thing. Those big sunglasses, you see those a lot. Flared leg pants.
Yeah, I've noticed some people with big bell bottoms lately.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it's like, and I talk about this a little bit in the show, but look at the things, how they come back, even the things we made fun of. You know, Elton John was in the 70s. He's still making music. You know, the fashion comes back. They're still making Star Wars movies.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And, you know, again, the politics. I'm going to talk about it a little bit. I'll save that for the Sheldon. I'll try to keep it out of it. But it's just interesting that as, you know, I started to put this show together, to see the things that have changed and the things that haven't changed, really. So.
You say politics. Are you talking about politics of the 70s, or do you comment on today's politics?
A little of both.
Hey,
I mean, it's kind of impossible not to, right?
You
turn on the TV, and that's what we're dealing with. So.
Constantly.
And that's what I try to like. That's what I like to do with my music and with my art is just, you know, if there's not a reason to be doing it today, then why do it? You know, how does it apply to us today in any form, whether it's singing a song, doing a play? What is the reason we're doing it today?
Right. Talk just briefly a little bit about how your show's structured. And I know you feature different kinds of music, everything from bossa nova, I think some folk music, and, well, disco. We got to talk about disco.
Yeah. You know, well, I mean, just the two clips you played are pretty indicative of my style. You know, I like to take songs that people know and do them in a way that perhaps they've never heard them before and make them have a new ear to it, even though it's something that they may already know all the words to. I do songs in the show from musical theater to folk songs to pop songs. And yeah, a little disco too, because it's the 70s, you know, you got to. So, and I like to have fun with it. You know, everything is real honest and everything is real personal to me. And I hope that, you know, that resonates with audiences, that they can take something that they may have heard 50, 100 times, like leaving on a jet plane, and hear it brand new through my eyes for the first time.
Yeah, when I heard the way you interpreted Dolly's song and John Denver's song, do you mix up the disco like that too?
You know, I don't. The disco still has a disco feel, but we put some songs together that you might not be expecting to go together.
Uh-huh. Can you give me an example? What are some of your favorite disco songs?
Well, I mean, I think Donna Summer could do no wrong.
Right.
You know, and Martha Wash was amazing.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I was a huge fan of Last Dance and It's Raining Men and all, just anything that gets you up and fun and dancing.
Yeah, Martha Wash was with the Weather Girls, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, do you teach us any lessons about the 70s during these evenings?
I hope it's like, I don't think that I'm anybody to teach anybody a lesson, but what I hope people take away is that it holds up a little bit of a mirror to their own life. One of my favorite things after the show is hearing how people relate and telling me their experiences, you know, whether, oh, I was in high school when that song came out, or even better, you know, when I did the show in D.C., I would have 17, 18-year-olds come up to me and say, I never heard that song before. What was it? Where can I go find it? And it inspires them to go listen to artists that they had never heard of.
If there's one thing that the 70s had an impact on, what do you think it was? What's the most important thing that comes to mind?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, it's hard to put it down to one thing, but I have to say I think it was just a huge step forward in the civil rights, not just for, you know, African-Americans, but also gay and lesbians and for women's rights. I mean, I felt like so many different people that had been held down finally found the power to come into their own. You know, I think that really converged in the 70s, and then it exploded into the arts too. It just can't help but to be informed in music.
We're going to go out with another cut off your album, The First Time. What would you like to say about I've Never Been in Love Before?
It's not going to be in the 70s show, but when I recorded this, it was, obviously, it's from Guys and Dolls. And I had just done Guys and Dolls at Carnegie Hall, directed by Jack O'Brien. And I remember when I heard this song, it was Patrick Wilson and Sierra Bajas were playing Sky and Sarah. And they fall in love for the first time. And there's this song, I've Never Been in Love Before. And it's this gorgeous ballad. You know, couldn't get any more gorgeous at Carnegie Hall. And I thought, huh, when I fell in love for the first time, it definitely was not a ballad. There was like fireworks, there was heat, there was passion. And I guess it was because I'm Latin. I'm Latino. So I said, to my band, I was like, what if we did I've Never Been in Love Before with a Latin beat? And this song came to be.
Well, Nicholas, we look forward to seeing you in St. Louis this week. And enjoy your birthday in New York in the meantime. And thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you. I hope everybody can make it.
Been in love before. Now all at once it's you forevermore. I've never been in love before. Thought my heart was safe, thought I knew the score. But this is wine, it's all too strange and strong. I'm full of foolish song, and out my song must pour. So please forgive this helpless haze I'm in. I've really never been in love before. Amor, 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 nació de ti, nació de mí, de la esperanza. Amor, 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 nació de Dios para las dos, nació del alma. Sentir que tus besos se anidaron en mí, igual que palomas mensajeras de luz. Saber que mis besos se anidaron en ti, haciendo en tus labios la señal de la cruz. Amor, amor, amor.
That was Nicholas Rodriguez's rendition of I've Never Been in Love Before. Rodriguez will be featured in Muni Magic at the Sheldon when he performs My 70s Show, A Night with Nicholas Rodriguez, tomorrow and Thursday nights at 7:30 in the Sheldon Concert Hall. You can find more information at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair.